So welcome to The Professor and the Princess, a new podcast that you need in your life, for sure. So we're your co-hosts. This is Randy.
Hi.
And I'm Henri. And we're here to flip stereotypes. We're here to disrupt society. Why do we say society?
Societal.
Hello. And we also want to encourage people to be more open-minded, just in general. Yeah. On specifics, right, across the board. And we're going to do this one conversation at a time. I'm going to tackle a variety of topics, Randy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So in this episode, we're talking about us. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Who are these people?
Why are they bothering me?
Why should you listen?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, when we first met, on the surface, we were just two colleagues. We wound up working together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in our late night conversations after hours at work that we started to realize we had so much in common, even though if you look at us, we look very different.
Do we?
I think we do.
Of course, yeah.
We come from very different backgrounds, cultures, etc. And yet I was like, this is like a kindred spirit. Like, we have so much that feels like we're the same person.
And what I love too about that too, Randy, is that we've, like you said, we've had some really deep conversations about race, about sexuality, about professionalism, because we both have been in the entertainment industry for some years.
Yes.
We've seen a lot. We've done a lot.
Yes.
But then also this idea of being able to maintain this connection to just different people, right? And not being in a box.
Yes.
I don't think that we're in the box type of people at all.
No.
Right?
And I think what drew us to one another and what keeps us together is that open-mindedness and that interest in not being like bound to one type of person.
Yeah.
Because for me, the more I learn about you, the more I realize as much as we're different, we're the same.
Yeah. I mean, so much of who we are. Yeah, it's so true.
And it's not just me and you, it's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to get past those stereotypes.
And I would say too, like on that same, what I like to call wavelength sometimes, is this whole idea of, because we've had those conversations about, or conversations about so many different things, that we have conversations with other people.
Yes.
About different topics to open them up and to see how open-minded they are.
Right. I agree with that.
It's a little cheesy, but it's true.
Oh, it's not really cheesy. It's just that I think where we are right now in 2024, for me, feels like everyone is so polarized.
That's true.
It's either you're right, you're left, you're black, you're white. Like, everything seems so stark.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall in my younger life that everything was kind of in the middle. And I wish we could get back to that. We're all the same. We're on the same side. So I'm hoping we can aid in that with people who need to be reminded that we're all on the same side. We're all human and we all need to be there for each other. And it sounds very kumbaya, and that's not me at all. But you know what I mean.
A little bit.
I
would say is this, is that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be so proud of you.
But it's true. But thank you. And you know what? I wish that, like, that's the kind of thing that I would love to be part of.
Really?
Yeah, I wish that
Dr.
I had
Martin
been
Luther King Jr.?
His life. Yeah, I wish that I had been around. But I'm saying I wish I would have been around to hear him speak, or to be able to march with him, or just to have that connection, because he had it exactly right.
Mm.
Like that, it's like, it's that place where it's peaceful, but it's protest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's damaging anything, but they're speaking their truth. And that's what we have to get back to.
But this is a prime example of talking about how much alike we are than not, right?
Right.
That's a passion point for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also probably the way you live.
Yes.
And all my life, that's been the experience, right? How can we bring people together? How can we connect? And here we are.
Right.
Here we are. Okay. So can we dive into some more details about us too?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, I think the first thing people are going to want to know is, who the hell are you? Should I listen to you? Because there's a million other, 5 million other podcasts out there, and you're just like,
it's a little crazy question though.
Another pretty face, you.
Not me at all.
So let's start with three things that people might not know about you.
Ladies first, because I'm that dude. right? I am so homosexual, so queer, so gay, but I still like the ladies to go first and not the little lady inside of me. So
we'll get to that.
Exactly. Hello. Go.
Okay.
Three things about you that folks don't know.
Okay. So,
or they should.
One thing about me that people don't know is that I can sense a person's character pretty much immediately when I meet them. And I see through people's phoniness, their bullshit. I can tell when someone's fronting for whatever reason or what they're kind of hiding or why they're, you know, and I can kind of, I have a good, really, really, I'm a really good judge of character. And I very rarely have been wrong. So that's one interesting thing.
Keep your pants up, guys, because she can see right through you.
Well, not that part.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Yeah.
Did I have second?
Damn it.
So as you know, but the audience doesn't, one of my side projects and one of my passions is teaching college.
That's right.
And I've been teaching for a very long time. Well, this year will mark my 30th year teaching college. Oh yeah, I started when I was seven. I started when I was seven.
Clearly.
Yeah. Well, maybe eight. Anyway, and some of my students have reached really incredible heights in their career. I mean, where people know who they are, they're either semi-famous or just doing really, really good work in the field. And that makes me just filled with pride and joy, because it's like, if I had a part in that, it means so much to me to know that I was able to give them that boost or lift them or even just give them one piece of advice that helped them become who they are. I think that's...
Well, I need to tag into this conversation too, because ladies and gentlemen, Randy's students are so successful that she had me on a yacht last summer.
I did.
One of her students is just a rock star.
That's right.
Director, right?
He's a producer, but yeah.
Oh my God. And it was fantastic. And that's the right. Warmest dude ever. He wasn't pretentious or an asshole.
Not at all.
He was a very welcoming, smart, super dude.
Yeah, it was my first New York City yacht party.
Look at that. And I was there.
Yes, I invited you.
Throw my hair back.
It was my plus one.
Hello.
Okay.
So one more, with three things, right? So one more, let us know.
So I come across initially to a lot of people as very serious, and I am.
When I first met you, Jesus Christ.
Bordering on intense, right?
Well, you are intense, though.
But I'm also very funny, which I didn't really know until I was older. And making people laugh, even though I hate being the center of attention, is one of my favorite things in the world. When I can make people laugh, it like feeds my soul, because I feel like I'm giving them just a little snippet of joy. And I love that.
But I mean, doesn't that make a true artist?
I guess.
It makes a true creative, right? That you're doing it for the love of it.
Right.
And then you get, you know, accolades and all that good stuff. And that's like a bonus.
Yeah, but the accolades to me is, it's the seeing someone's face when I've made them genuinely laugh. And it's not because I'm so, it's just because certain things just come to me. And after they've come out, I'm like, that was really funny.
Oh, I love it that you can like qualify it too.
Yeah.
Because many people can't do that either. Like, that was a good thing I did.
Right.
Well, some people
can. Well, as I've gotten older, I've learned how to be more, like, you have to give yourself a little self-love and a little pat on the back, right? Because we're so good at beating ourselves up and putting ourselves down. Mm-hmm. But we need to boost ourselves up a little bit, you know?
Oprah would love you for that right now.
And I would love her back.
You get a car.
Oprah, so, well, let's do lunch.
Exactly. We'll meet you at some place.
I'll bring him and he'll glamour you.
Exactly. Moo-hoo-ha. All right,
your turn.
It's insane. I don't even know what to do. Okay, like, I'm trying to think of things I know about myself. The things that I think people would want to know about me.
Oh, I think they want to know.
I don't know.
Come on.
So the one thing I have is that I hated my name growing up. So I remember telling my mother, I came home from third grade and I said to her, I said, we have to change my name. And my mom she's an interesting woman because she laughed at it at first. That's the type she is.
Right.
And then she's like, boy, if you don't get the hell out of my face. And I'm just like, mom, like, and she said, well, why? And I said to her, I said, people making fun of it. What is an Henri? I'm like, Henri in the middle of Harlem, you know, the kids would make fun of me. It was out of control.
Right.
And she said, get out of my face. And then the only thing she said to me, she said, you'll grow into it at some point. And she was damn right. I probably gave her more than she expected too.
I mean, that is true. There are certain names that feel like adult names that you do have to grow into.
See, and for me, it wasn't an adult name. It was just some name that they, because I wasn't thinking about the French side of family.
Oh, yeah.
And all that
I mean,
right?
To me, it's just so, it's so cool to be an American dude and have a French name. Like, that just ups your, like, cool factor to me.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, because I hated my name growing up, too. But this is about you. Let's go.
No, but we share the moment, right? Because,
yes.
Like you said, being an American dude with a French name, it was like, I don't know, a baguette with a hot dog. It just wasn't right. Something about it. So I finally found my Great Poupon.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with a baguette and a hot dog. Just saying.
Okay, look at that. I might need to try it. I've never tried it before.
We have to try those. Exactly. Go ahead.
Okay, bring it on. So that's not pigs in the blanket. Okay, the other thing is this, is that when I graduated from undergrad and came back to New York to live, I wanted to be a theater director. I studied theater directing at Oswego. And when I came back, I was like, I'm going to work with Mike Nichols. The legend.
Yes.
And the other legend, George Wolfe, right?
Okay.
Gypsy Wolfe.
Uh-huh.
And I always told people, and in when I'm being interviewed about the arts, I'll say to folks, like, if Mike Nichols and George had a baby, it would be me. Now, mind you, George C. Wolfe is a homosexual. Mike Nichols, married to Diane Sawyer.
Yes,
right? God bless him, right? So he wasn't getting together with George Wolfe to have me. However, if they wanted to adopt a kid, it'd be...
I was going to say, I took it more metaphorically rather than them actually gestating you.
Oh, no, I wanted it to happen.
I wanted it to surrogate
and everything. My mom would be the surrogate. But anyway, that's the second thing.
Okay.
And then also, people may know this about me, but we just don't talk about it. So I have an alter ego. The silence just made
I've known you for almost 2 years, a year and a half. And I did not know you had an alter ego until we started talking about this episode. So,
right.
Share it.
Mm-hmm. So my alter ego is Corinne Henri. So Corinne, named after Corinne Rotenfeld, the famous, fabulous old editor of Vogue France.
Okay.
Got that name from her. So I always said if I had a daughter, I would name her Corinne. So my alter ego actually became Corinne Henri.
Okay.
And the reason why is because she is more fierce and fearless than I could ever be. So she gets a job done. She's here right now, somewhere in the room.
I feel her.
Do you?
I do.
She is fierce.
Oh my God. I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of her later.
Oh, you will. And when you see me throwing that hair, you know that's Corinne.
And I love that. I love that you have an alter ego because I don't think I have one.
I think you do. And I think that one of them is probably a little gay man. Because in our conversations, honey.
Yes, everyone, I need to come out of the closet. I'm a little gay man dressed up as a middle-aged woman.
LGM movement. Little gay man movement. I love everything to me. Okay, fun fact. A fun fact about you.
Okay, fun fact is that in my mid-20s, I was on a family business trip. Mm. And to make it really short, because it's a long story, I was having dinner with this man who I didn't really know. And he was much older than me, and he was trying to get with me.
Ooh.
And he said that I reminded him of a lobster, hard on the outside but soft on the inside. And my little sister was at that dinner with me. And when we went back to the rest of the family, she said, oh, we have a new name for her. It's Lobster Girl. And they've been calling me Lobster Girl for the last 30 plus years.
Okay, so my question is,
yes,
where's the butter? So corny, but delicious. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my question is it true? And I would say probably.
Yes. I love that. I'll take that.
I mean, he was kind of creepy. Well, he was creepy.
Clearly.
But the fact that he saw that without really knowing me, I have to give him props for like being insightful.
Exactly. He used a good line. So don't ever say these guys don't have good lines.
Even if they're kind of creepy.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's your fun fact?
So the fun fact is that when I was younger, I wanted to be Dominique Devereaux from Dynasty.
And my response to that is, who wouldn't?
Exactly.
Right? She was so glamorous and beautiful and those clothes.
It was insane.
I loved that show. I absolutely loved it.
See, I love that. So only black woman on Dynasty, remember?
Yep.
And you heard a story about, you know, Dynasty needing a black bitch.
Yeah.
And she got on. Right? Love that story. It's everything to me. But it was crazy. I would sit in the corner of my grandparents' room. They had the floor model television, and my grandmother would watch it at night, and I would sit there and watch it, like, in the corner. She didn't know I was watching.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, if I could only be, the champagne is burnt. It was a thing for me.
Yeah. It's funny. I totally get that.
Do you see it?
I see it.
Thank you. Like, everything to me. Okay. Oh my God. So well, I think we've given it all. I mean, there's much more to talk about.
Oh, there's much more to talk about, but we have to save that for other episodes.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so we want you to tune in again. So we're going to hold some stuff back.
Right.
Because we have lots more to talk about.
Don't tell it all. Plus Connor's stopping us saying you run out of time.
Connor's telling us, shut up.
Exactly.
Nobody care. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We're looking forward to building this relationship with you over time. And we hope that you come back and listen to us again. You should like us, share us, subscribe to our channel. Our handle is The Professor and the Princess. That's both for our email, theprofessorandtheprincess@gmail.com.
Look at you.
That's for our YouTube channel. It's for our Insta, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. We got it. The Professor and the Princess. That's those how you two find us. And we'll be back to you next week with another topic that we're not going to tell you about, so you're sure to tune in. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.